The Gemara said that Rabbi Yochanan have a mitzvah led Rabbi Shimon bar Abba. Rabbi Yochanan very much wanted to give smicha to Rabbi Shimon bar Abba, but it wasn't working out. He was never by him, and because he was never by him, he couldn't give him smicha. And the Gemara brought a raya from this story that smicha only works if the soimech and the nismach are together. But if they're not together, the smicha doesn't work. Mar told another story. Reb Shimon ben Zirud v'chad imi man Reb Yonson ben Achmoy. V'amilo Reb Yonson ben Achmoy v'chad imi man Reb Shimon ben Zirud were also two people that Reb Yochanan wanted to give smicha to. One of them Reb Yochanan was able to give, the other one wasn't able to, and the reason is because one was by him, the other wasn't. And again, this is another tashma, that the only time smicha works is if the soimich and the nismach are together with each other. Then the Gemara told the story. The Gemara said, Reb Chanina, Reb Hoshia also have a komishtaket Reb Yochanan l'mismachinu. Reb Yochanan very badly tried giving smicha to, but it was never working out, and he was very bitzar. So they came to Reb Yochanan, they said, Rebbe, don't be bitzar. You want to know why the smicha is not working? It's nothing to do with you. It's because we come from Beis Eli, and there's a curse on the members of the family of Eli that they could never get smicha. Meaning, even if they're ma'irich yomim enough to be of the age of smicha, aber lemaisa lemaisa, this is something that's never going to work out, and it's for that reason he told them, don't feel bad, this has nothing to do with you, this is all about us, it's because of the fact that we come from Beis Eli. I saw Rabbi Margolis here in Margolis Sayam, he says that as it relates to Reb Chanina and Reb Hoshia, who Rabbi Yochanan tried giving smicha to v'lo yistayim milsa, the Gemara makes a big deal about it. The Gemara gives us the reason why. Meaning, why didn't it work out? They told him, because anam the base evi kasina. But as it relates to Reb Shimon bar Abba, who Rabbi Yochanan also very much was mitzar allowed to give smicha to, there, the Gemara doesn't give a reason why it is that it didn't work out. So we know why it was lo yistaya milsa for Reb Chanina and Reb Hoshia to get smicha. It's because they were from Beis Eli. But as it relates to Reb Shimon bar Abba, the Gemara didn't give a reason. So it says Rabbi Margolis, and if you want to look it up, it's right here, Sanhedrin Yud Dalet Amud Aleph. It's Ois Yud Gim. So he says, I'm going to tell you a davar nifla. And maybe we can on our own do some investigative work and figure out what the reason is. The Gemara says in Masechtas Ksubis, Daf Chof Gimel Amid Aleph, Hani Shfu Yosa Da Asin L'Naharda. They were captives, women that were taken into captivity that arrived in Naharda. Oisev Avuad Shmuel Natur Ba'adayo. And Avuad Shmuel, as in Shmuel's father, he appointed Shoyrim and he said, watch these women, make sure that they remain tar, then nobody violates them. Amalei Shmuel, so Shmuel was there. And he said, Va'ad ho'idna man natrino. Says, tell me. And until now, nobody was watching them, right? So you don't know if they're tar or they're not tar. So make sure nobody violates them. They will probably violate it anyways, right? A shvuya is usually becheska zayna. So if that's the case, what do you mean watch them? It's shayn tzu shpeit. Amalei. So Avu Shmuel told his son, tell me, ilu ban sachavyan. If these girls were your daughters, me have a mezalzabu kulehai, would you talk this way? You would say that for sure, Zoinus, what's the difference? No reason to watch them. You know you would never say that. So the Gemara says, Avu de Shmuel uttered those words to his son Shmuel, and Havoi kishkoga sheyotza melifnei ashalit, v'shtab yun bonsei demar Shmuel, because Avu de Shmuel said, can you imagine if they were your daughters? All of a sudden, bris crucilis fasayin, Shmuel's daughters were taken into captivity. V'askinu la'arad Yisrael. And they were taken from Nahar Dog, which is where Shmuel lived, all the way to Eretz Yisrael. In the meantime, these shvuyos were able to somehow sneak away, and they ran into the Beis Medrash. Ha Amra, the first of Shmuel's daughters, ran into Beis Medrash and said, "Nishpesi, I was taken into captivity." V'tahirani, but you should know I'm tar. V'ha Amra, and the other one said the same thing. Nishpesi, I was taken into captivity. V'tahirani, and you should know that I'm tar. Sharinu and Reb Chanina heard what they said. He was mad to them. This is your classic pesha asa pesha hitter. Nishpesi v'tahirani dalachas. They were mutter. Soif ul asishuv yon. Lamaisa, these girls, they came and they spent more time in the Beis Medrash, the captors came in, and Igloi Milsa the Bonsei the Mashmul Havin. They figured out afterwards that these girls were none other than the daughters of the great Shmuel. So Amalei Reb Chanina, Reb Shimon bar Abba. So Reb Chanina turned to Reb Shimon bar Abba, and he said, Puk itapel b'krevoi soich. I want you to go marry them. Go marry one of them. Amale, he says, I should marry one of them. He says, what do you mean? Maybe they're Tmeim. He says, she sent the space if it's Tyranny. But he responded and he says, but I know this Eidim Bedina Sayam. And Rabbi Chanina responds the famous words, Eidim Betzad Astam Betayoser. I love this over here. But the bottom line is, this is the story. So Shmuel's daughters were taken into captivity. They said, Nishpesi Vitoirani. And when they figured out that they were Shmuel's daughters, Rabbi Chanina tells Rabbi Shemin Baraba, Puk itapo bikroy v'soich. Go marry one of them. Marry one of your kroy. Says Rabbi Reuven Margolis, I'm going to take out one thing from this Gemara. That Rabbi Shemin Bar Abba is related to Shmuel. Right? It's mefurish. Amalei Rabbi Chanilu Rabbi Shemin Bar Abba, when he hears that they're Shmuel's daughters, puk itapo bikroy v'soich. Go now and be metapo. Marry your kroy. So Rabbi Shemin Bar Abba and Shmuel are related. Said Reuven Margolis, let me tell you another Gemara. This Gemara is above a Metzia, Da Pehe, Amid Beis. It's in the thick of the Agadat Gemaras and Asarcha Sapayalam. Shmuel Yarchina Asya the Rebbe Hava. The famous Shmuel was also a doctor. He was Rebbe's doctor. The Gemara that talks about Rebbe who wasn't well, and who was his doctor, was the great Shmuel. Cholash Rebbe Be'ene. And Rebbe had something bothering with his eye. Amalei, so Shmuel said, Imali Loch Samo. He said, let me put a little bit of refuah, let me put some medication into your eye. Amaleis, and he said, lo yochilma. He says, I can't, it's too painful for me. Ishtal amishtar. See, he said, I have a way of doing it where it's not going to hurt you so much. Amalei lo yochilma. He says, I'm telling you, this is too painful, I can't do it. Either way, the Gemara goes on and says that because of the akaras hatoif that Rebbe had for Shmuel, because he was his doctor, he was treating him, have a komitztai Rebbe lemismichei. He wanted to give him smicha, abu v'lei have a mistaya milsa. But it didn't work. Amalei, so Shmuel told Rebbe, don't feel bad. Because I saw in the book of Adam Arishon, and it says like this, Shmuel Yarchina Chakim Yiskere. Shmuel is going to be known as a Chacham, but the Rebbe lo Yiskere. He's never going to have Smicha. The Rebbe al Yadit, hey, and it also says that I'm going to be your doctor, by the way. But it was already decreed in the Sefer of Adam Arishon, Shmuel said, that I am never going to have Smicha. So Rebbe tried giving Smicha to Shmuel, but it didn't work out. The question is why? Why not? Why couldn't Shmuel get smicha? So it was decreed in the Sefer of Adam Arishon. Abba Lamai, so why? So the Seyda Adoris, if you take a look at Erech Shmuel, says the Seyda Adoris, Ulai, Bamei Eli, and Lochein Loi Nismach. Could be the reason Shmuel never got smicha is because he came from Eli. Now we know Shmuel was a Kayin. Throughout Shas, Shmuel was a Kayin. But maybe he wasn't just a Kayin. Maybe he came from Eli. And then he says, Kediz a Perakam of the Sanhedrin. And there's a precedent that somebody that comes from Eli can't get smicha. Where do you see that? The Gemara that we just learned, said Rabbi Reuven Margolis, this is back of the envelope arithmetic. Rabbi Shemin Bar Abba is Kroyve de Shmuel. How do we know that? That Subestav Chav Gimel Amar Aleph. Shmuel never got smicha. How do we know that? Bav Mitzia Pei Vav Amar Aleph. And Shmuel, the Seyda Doiris, quoting the Sefer Yuchsin, suggested maybe he came from Eli. What would be the basis for that? We know he's a Kayin, and we see that the Smicha didn't knock, and you see in Sanhedrin Adal and Amarav. So he says, could be that's the reason it didn't work out for Rav Shem Barabi either, because he's related to Shmuel. It could be he was related to Mitzad Ha'av. He's also from Beis Eli. It's Myridik. This is the rest of the story. The Gemara didn't say it, because the Gemara just said it, Rabbi Chanin Ravashi, because they told it Mefurish to Rabbi Yochanan Abba Lamais at the end of the day. It's just a little, all you have to know is Shas. And if you have shas on your fingertips, it's actually pretty easy, and this all falls into place.